Rabbi Moshe Shiva, Design and Ravi Toshim Mem Vav, February 25th, 1986, on Tuesday. Continued.
That is possible call. So the Moran Prayer says, what is the Mikovua? if it's a moon kavua without someone, even though with medicines the moon can be there, but as long as without any medication, so the moon will not be there, then it's not considered a moon there. It's considered a moon kavua and it's possibly gone. If it can pass without medical treatment, without medication, then it's a moon there. So here too, it can even be an essential factor. In other words, inasmuch as it's not the fatality per se that describes the Hashem, but the fatality, the death, the ultimate death, is descriptive of the seriousness of the Mahle. So as long as it is such a serious Mahle that without medication, without treatment, so he's destined to be fatal, so that's a very, very serious machle, and the local mission Sinai declares it as straightforward. So in other words, so we don't have to resort according to the Rambam Shite, and the Rambam Shite, we don't have to resort to that chidish that the Chesher mentions, the Mishpash mentions, that is Nishtana Berah. Now then I saw something else in the Mishpash is true there. I don't understand that. You see, Rav Moshe Feinstein also mentions the Rosh Rambam. And he's retired. I'll tell you, I didn't know of the Chuveh. I didn't see. I knew that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Chuveh. We discussed it, but I didn't see it because it's in the lesson. See? So then I looked it up, Chubala Press, and printed it out, and you're there. So he said, so I see that he also made a Rosh Rambam, the Shira Rosh. So the Lachim Beis, the Rambam discusses, I already mentioned it, but the Misha Feinstein also is there, the Chinah Roshim, the Dio Roshim Rambam. The Lachim Beis discusses a case of a Mako that is not mentioned in the law. It's not mentioned in the law. But see, cancer is a very good, it's a very good example, cancer, terminal cancer. Suppose the behemoth's terminal cancer is spread to the liver. And what will the doctor say? It's fatal. There is nothing that can be done. So he says, we cannot declare this fatal because it's chutz me'ilu she'monu ha'kudir is al sheni. There is a potential cure. We don't know it, okay? So 50 years ago, doctors didn't know for any cure for tuberculosis. But there is a cure. The actual million there are fortunately for this case. All the doctors keep on screaming, there is no cure. There is no potential cure either. Doesn't matter. We don't pay attention to the times. Because the Chachamim had a kavod that anything beyond the preface mentioned here, so Nihimore, so here the battle of someone has. So there is. We don't know what it is. So here he argues with the doctors. In halacha with Gimel, he doesn't argue with Paris. Yechenehu shemonu v'amru shemonu. Afal pishu here and the other war, shemonu 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 shemonu. The Tereya, even if it's still injection, the doctor says it's cured and everything, maybe it should be declared as cured or not. According to Achaz Chaim, it should be declared as cured. So he says, so the Rambam says, the action should be declared, Ein l'chol ma shimon l'chachonim shenem ha'ol pi ha'tir ha'shim. But it doesn't see the doctor's coming. The doctor's not. And there is a big difference. When doctors say there is no report, so that means that he is typical of the arrogance of doctors. How can he say something? I mean, a reasonable doctor will never say there is no report. He says we don't have an report. But he'll say someday we'll discover it. But when a doctor says that when the doctor says that mikvah aveye is not fatal, that he bases upon empirical data, it's not that he just says a guess, because he knows of many people who had a perforated lung and who are cured, so we can't, you know, disparagingly ignore that. But we shouldn't pay attention to them anyway. What they say is right. But in the Chol Mashmona Chachon Mishnah of the Atira Shilol, because these are prayers and the days are lost, this is not high or not higher. But the Gemara mentions comes from higher, this is a higher, it's a significant fact. It is a significant fact in the sense that that without medical treatment, it will be fatal. The truth is Malach Torah. Why should we say a conqueror? We don't have to say something. Because I'm sure that even today, if the Hema or a person has a perfect lung and will be left alone and won't go to the doctor, they'll die. Then they'll die. And then the doctors will not even know why he died. Because he'll develop something else. He'll develop pneumonia, he'll develop this, he'll develop that. But the basic cause was a perforated lung. But he was neglected. So the fact that without treatment, so it's fatal, that is descriptive of the seriousness of the matter. So anyway, you should pay attention to the doctors. But he doesn't criticize the doctors. So Ramesha Feinstein notices that. But then Ramesha Feinstein mentions the Rambam in his Tiachshas Lachish, the Garda Hill is a traitor. Potter. So he says, Bechol Odom Becheska Sholei, Ache Yemru Horeiki, She Zu Hamako Vada Yomus. So I said that according to the Rambam, there is a big difference between the traitor Sodom in the Garda Dalochei, or higher it's a great potter, so that's based upon our theory. So there, the Nikalomus is the essence of the government. Not just the significant thing. That's the essence of the government. Why is the government here? Why is it sick? He will be sick all his life and will live the years of Mishisala. So, but if you live, you live. See, not the God of the world, you cannot say it. It's a life of sickness, or merely the God of the world. Has to show it. So they are the God of the world because he's made the world. And there is no actual cure. So I said, I think let's say 50 years ago, somebody killed tuberculosis patient. In the final stages of tuberculosis, when when all the doctors said it's hopeless, I mean, there's nothing that can be done. So he was put out of his case. Today, look at that. It's what has shown. The Torah changes passage. The Mitzvah changed because 50 years ago, he was hopeless. Someone maybe was a Gabbai Pele. Now, he's nothing alone. The Mitzvah, he's nothing alone. 50 years ago, the Mitzvah was nothing alone. That has shown that the Torah changes. The Mitzvah changed. It's also like Yishtanatev. Yishtanatev has become the cure. Chiyoshim is Yishtanateva without cure. Or let's say, when the cure is effective, maybe it's Mama Pantera Gordon is effective, right? Whatever. But here, it's Yishtanateva because the Mitzvah changed, because we have in our hands a certain cure. So 50 years ago, if somebody killed a tuberculosis person, so he was part of a Mitzvah test. Today, if he killed a tuberculosis person, he's highly stressed. Today, if somebody would kill the person who has terminal cancer, he would be caught up maybe 2 years later, and they would discover a cure. If somebody would kill a person with terminal cancer, he would be highly stressed. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that when does the Rambam say, only the Treife has one of the interest Treifes. In other words, he has a perforated trunk. He has a perforated trunk, and one lung was taken out, or sometimes it took out one lung. So, and then the Reifin in addition, so it's Haseo. So, and the Reifin in addition, safety for our moves, so then we spot our moves. But suppose he has a perforated lung, and the doctors say that there is a cure, he can live. So then, since it's Ishtanateva, so he's highly suppressed. But suppose he has, let's say, terminal cancer. It's not mentioned in the test papers, even though the doctors say, but I almost feel fine. I don't think that this is so. Rosh Hashanah doesn't tell me. In other words, that he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that when Rambam says, Deini Potea Rachi Yivu Abrifi, Shemsu Amak Bada Yomus, so the Rambam is reference to the compliance himself with the trespass. And the difference between these apprentices of the Hindu and the other Tele is in the case where it is one of the trespass, but it's Ishtanateva. So these are the traders of the Hindu, even if it's Ishtanateva, for the fact that it was in the Haidus Maratha Torah that gives the Shem Trade. These are the other Tele. Even he was an interloper to the Martin Tower, as long as it's an Atenba, so he's not an Atenba. I think this is clear. This is not what the Rambam means. The Rambam means that the trait of Gabbai Pele does not depend on number one questions. It depends whether actually it's an interloper or actually it's not an interloper. And it's very stubborn. Why should a person, let's say, who has a perforated lung, doctors have no cure, be considered a Gabbai Pele. And the person who has tuberculosis and cancer, and the doctors say that there is no cure, be considered a non-Gabbai Pele. I can't agree with that. But Prevention discusses the Shiva washing in the Torah. Now, I think it's worthwhile to start ignoring, but I want to mention a certain riot in the Sakhov. So we'll start ignoring of the pay tomorrow. I knew that Ramesha had a tshuva, but I never saw it until a few days ago, the tshuva. And then, many years ago, about 4 years ago, Ramesha finally imposed me, or pair me, see, and Mishnah, I tell him, God, please. But these things, that pshat in the Rambam, serious first letters, is a different.
First next to the whole job, of course, is first job. Come ask me what is it? Every job.
Very hard to find. So it says on the posik, "Behemo isot techelu." Yochel. So this afroth, not this place afroth, discusses the various ways. Yochel atulo, ochlo hadifune. Hadifune is a certain kind of toys. Oisho ochlo teestan gelim. I would like to have the kudari, if it's possible. Wasn't there Odesh goes here? That's a Gemara at the end of the Pesach. Shenes, Bam Tenenes, Bishochla, the Pune, Bishochla, Tiestan Hilly, which is just my own share. In other words, the whole is a hemorrhage, the Hime is a hemorrhage. They're all smoked, just as the smoke. Bam Tenenes, she walked out, let's say, in the freezing weather, and she became in this tennis as a result of the freezing weather. He showed her how to put it, meaning she ate poison. She ate poison. He showed her taste on daily, which shows us my mother is kshayo. So that's who's chemist. That's not crazy. It's not crazy. So it's, of course, says, Yochai, after all, Hochla, how to put it, which offer taste on daily, which shows us my mother. Von dem man die Seele trägt, man die Seele schiene was rein, ach, drei verschiedene was rein. Jotze so, schiehe was rein. Und jetzt sind wir so, schiehe was rein. Und this chemist. This chemist, let's say, when the baby takes cyanide, somebody will give cyanide to the baby. So, this chemist, everybody knows, take cyanide so you die. So, why do you say, Yosef Sushi Pasai? So, the moment I'm born, old, in long pairs in Yahweh's name, Zion's name. So that's a long pairs. But here, in the regular Yahweh's name, you only have a kitza, you know, like Sifri Chachon, the regular Hamash. It's only a small portion of the kitza. So that's, but the one who selected was a big Yah, he knew what he selected. He selected the most important part of the Zion's the one who selected the Sifri Chachon knew what he selected. Some people know they write the kids, they don't know what to select. But he knew the one who published it probably would come for him. I mean, who selected it. So the Zion's Rama said, Zu Shivas Chai. But it's in the Genes. The Gemara calls it the Genes, and the Gemara that from Zion Chum says, yes, the Kashi, maybe the Genes should be Asura. Maybe the Genes should be Asura from Zion. Because Zu is a Chayo Ashateyachu, Chayo Achayu, Shina Chayo Loiseyachu. So the Gemara says no. So we see that Ochot, that the Genes means it's Nathan Lomas. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Trey. Trey has a chisor, but Mr. Kenneth does not have a chisor. So in other words, Mr. Kenneth is also Nathan Lomas, but there are two types of Nathan Lomas. There is a Nathan Lomas because of the malfunction, and there is a Nathan Lomas because of the chisor Nathan. So when is a Trey Trey, if it's Nathan Lomas, not chisor Nathan? But if it is Nathan Lomas because of malfunctioning, not because of the chisor, so then it's not anything to the Kenneth, it's the Terebachim. We only have to make sure that the Behemoth was living by the end of the Shrit. So he says, Shehiba, Yotzezu, Shehiba, Schai, Ochla, the Funim, when the Behemoth takes poison. Shehiba, Mako, Rakshesi, so how does he explain Shiva's Chai? Not that it's not Nitalomus, it is Nitalomus, but it's not Nitalomus Mahmas Chisori, Mahmas an organic diminution, but because of the malfunction. Because it's malfunctioning. So then it's Miskenes, and Miskenes is not faith. It's not faith. So all those Rishonim who say that the Ein Chayo is the basic fact, but only the Ein Chayo is grounded in an organic diminution, an organic event, not if it's grounded in a malfunctioning defect. And that seems to be in conformity to the Gemara Tachon Zayin, because the Gemara says that the difference between Shkenes and Trefoy is because Trefoy is Chaseo and Shkenes is not Chaseo. So this is how the Zayis Rama explained it. Now let's see the Eshtel. Thank you. Now, you know, it's page 58, but it's very hard to find, you know. So then he says, behold it now. Oh. We have to menes. Oh, it's your heart, the funny, it's poison. We taste an again, which is my grief. Die Chela beschafft der Chela. Chitin Shein, wo Reo Mikul Kolin Dino Pizukens. Since there is no Kilko in Borin, there is no organic in there. Only no function in there. So, Dino Pizukens. Die in Tifar Chais, Chitin Chela, as long as it shows movement at the end of the Shrikes, that means you're still living. At the end of the Shrikes, there is Chela. So this is what the Zayis Raman Mogavron says is Pshat in something. But let's see how the Raibet explains it. The Raibet explains it some other way. Or Yochel Atulo Ordechon. Or Atulo Ochlo Ordechon, it says, I did that so much, I mean, She'areinu Baschayim, She'samamno Vesamlo, Talmud Leima Nideu Treifo. Man deilo shein komeo chayo. Pirish, the bevatolet same chayo. Because there is a kiyo. But the more that one Zayin says, the difference between treifo and misikenes consists in the fact that treifo is chaseiro and misikenes is not chaseiro. So not because one is nitoromus and one is not nitoromus. It's not the normals, but because one is chisong and one is not chisong. One involves chisong, an organic diminution, and the other one, which is a chemist, involves a malfunctioning defect. So it's contrary to what the Rabbi says. I think that the Rabbi also agrees with his Ramah, not to explain Rabbi. As he says, that the appetite of the one traitor that is based upon a lot of Mishnah. All right. Even the trade of the Holy Sinai, so it's not just because of course, but for other people's trade. Even though, I mean, it's in politics, in every way, and I mean, but it's trade, it's just a cost. Like for other people, no, it's not the start of it. Because the Shein may emphasize the being higher, but it means that the Holy Sinai itself is based upon the seriousness of the result. Let's say, suppose a tooth is taken out of the game. All of these are not organic result. It's not so serious. But if it's a kind of an organic result that ultimately results in death, even without treatment, then it is descriptive of an extreme seriousness of the mind. Extremely of the mind. But even if it can live to medical treatment, it's still greater because of our function. And then there's another type of even if it's not included in our function. Like Hitler Harry. So there it's because of mental illness. So only if there is no pure, actual or potential. So the Raibet says that the reason is why Ochla Abitune. Not the trade there, because you need a law. You need to let someone hide. Where did you have cyanide against cyanide poison before? That is what they don't know. I think there are some cases. It all depends on what dosage of cyanide. So they can cure minimum dosage of cyanide. But potentially there is a cure, no matter what the dosage of cyanide is. But without somebody, it's fatal. So what Mora mentions, the difference between Mishkenes and Trefe, because Trefe is Haseo, and Mishkenes is not Haseo, It's like that Hamashat, the answer is the Rabbi Kiddush is Rambam, there are two types of phrases. So the distinction between Hasiro and Al-Hasiro is in respect to the preface of the Allah in which the Sinai is conveyed. So they have become denominators. The preface of Allah in which the Sinai is conveyed also can live with medical treatment. And still it's preface and Ochlo, Sam, Ochlo Al-Fune, is fatal without medical treatment. But with medical treatment, it's not fatal. So why is that interest? It's by the interest. The answer is, since it's not Mitteromus, it's not Mitteromus in any event, so melee only if it has a matter of the soul, and it, which is fatal without medical treatment. But if it's a matter of malfunctioning, not resolving there, so then, and it's only fatal without medical treatment, it's not a patient. But the question is, let it become crazy on the basis of the person who has the patient is a failure because it's linked to others. So the writer says, as far as the other type of patient is concerned, of made almost. So this is no faith altogether, because there is a cure, but we don't know. But if there hadn't been a cure against cyanide poisoning, then the behemoth will become a great foundation later on, almost even without us. That's the cheat of God. The cheat of God. And the cheat of the Rambam is that even if it's later on, almost, but without the song, it wouldn't become a great fair, even on the basis of results. I was told, no, insofar the great Allah is denied, so then these have to involve no damage. Fisson, not the malfunction of Fisson, but the traces of the Lombard don't make any difference whether it is due to an organic defect or the malfunction. So how the offer of Al-Fune should be created on the basis of Nidra Amuz? So I says Nidra and Nidra is someone who will help. Now, it's late now, but you look up in the Kuzari, the minor Gimu Osman test, you will see that the Kuzari, the Gida Alevi, says the same thing that the right. That's interesting. Gida Alevi was a big long, he was bucking the whole country at that time. He was working, he's known as a Mashiach, but he was working the whole Chatriyat. Whole Chatriyat. No more. Minor Dino Oisman test. So, Rabbi Alevi says the same thing as the Rai. And Rabbi Alevi lived before the Rai. He was working the whole Chatriyat. And the Sefer Eshkel says the same thing as the Zaisam. Sefer Eshkel is also a Rebbe, but Sefer Eshkel was written by the Rebbe who was the father-in-law of the Rebbe of Asur HaSamayim. So he agrees in Mishkas HaRambam, but the Rebbe holds that in respect to the type of praying that is based upon it alone, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's about the song or no function. Now tomorrow, we never will stop.
Alfi Tov Shimon Vav, February 26, 1986, on Wednesday.
The Rabbi Bar Eshkol is the father-in-law of the Rabbi Bar Ashovitz. So the Rabbi Bar Eshkol mentions the Aloche of Ochlo of Tzini. Some that is Kshayor. So the Rabbi Bar Eshkol says, Kibin Shein Yigravel Mikun Kelles Mikun Kovin. You know Prince Kent, who's not Chassiyot. When we say, Eino Chayo, it's straightforward. If the Eino Chayo is grounded in the Chisom, in an organic defect, but if the Eino Chayo is grounded in a malfunctioning defect, then it's not Chayo. That's the Gemara that wanted Zion in Chum. That's the Raived. The Raived, Bar Eshkol, in Hilchas Reifes, page 58. He is also called Raived in the Talmud of the Raived Bar Shores, but he's called Raived even though his father's name was not of Raivah Soviet, so it's called Raivet, because his father's name was David, Rabavron ben David. His father's name was Yitzchok. So why is he called Raivet? He was an abbez in Avune, Chetzni, the rabbi of Raivetza. So that's the Raivet Hashem, the Akhi Raivet. The Raivet of Hashem is the Mechaber of the Sefer HaKabbalah. Of the Sefer HaKabbalah, that's like history, you know. But he was also one of the Rishim. There's the Raya of Rishim, Rabbi Avraham ben Yehudah. Then the Raya of Rishim is the Bar Eshkol, Rabbi Avraham ben Yitzchok, and the father-in-law of the Raya of Bar Ashovitz. And the Raya of Ashlish was the Raya of Bar Ashovitz. Alright. So the Eshkol says, that the reason as to why Ochlo Harbune is not for because there is no chesom in those nature laws. But the Rabbi Bar Ashovitz in his Pirush says again, I see it's not here, okay. So there is that room there in Parsha Shmini. So there he says, because Mirlon didn't battle some monachai. Now he said that the Rambam agrees with the Bar Eshkol. Not with the Shite of the Rabbi Lashem. I'm sorry. The Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Bar Eshkol, not with the Shite of the Rabbi Lashlish. How do I know? I mean, you'll see it in the Rosh Hashanah. Turn to the Dalai Lama. So, we explained yesterday the machlekes between the Eshkol and the Raivet, the Eshkol and the Raivet. But all the normal connections, the reason is why the Sikenis, for the Zayat, the reason is why the Sikenis is not a source, because it's not Haseo. But the Raivet says the reason is because it's not really Nitalamus. There is a potential cure. We don't know. In Nitalamus, Amonachai, the answer is the Raivet agrees with Shitas Rambam on one point that there are two types of traits. There is the trait that is explicitly spelled out in the Posik, Bosho Basol, the trait of Israel. And then, Peter Shomikho has reference to Behemoth that was torn completely by a lion, by a beast, to such an extent that it cannot live. There is no cure, actual or potential. talk about the internal organs, you know, the heart and the lungs and so on. So how can it be expected to live? So we told the therapy in the world, so it cannot live. So that is a trade-off. And then there is a lot of issues in eye that there are other markers of genetic defects, not malfunctional. All the markers are organic defects, in this case. Organic defects that are fatal in the sense that without therapy, they cannot live. But with therapy, they can live. But since without therapy, it is fatal, so mainly it's considered as a very serious marker, a very serious organic defect, and it gets halachic. So, according to the Rebbe, this halacha, the trefoil is based upon chasero, that lies only to the type of trefoil that is grounded in halacha mishnah sinai. But the trefoil of mitzvahs, so it doesn't make any difference whether it has a rishon, doesn't have a rishon. And I said, Shiva Rambam is not like that. That even the trefoil that is grounded in the little omus, in the fact that there's no cure, actual or potential, but only if the little omus is due to the rishon, not to the normal functioning. How do we see that Rosh Hashanah? I think it's almost explicit in Rosh Hashanah. If not, Mamish. The Rambam turns around to the Dalai Lama Chol HaSures. The Dalai Lama Chol HaSures. Halokhe, bo. Oichel kazayis musar behimo, oichayo leiterim, shenikripu, לייק שנאמר הוא בוסו בסוד את טריפו לתחילו לעקר את השליחו טריפו אמור לבתי רוז הוא שטורפו איסו חייס היה הוא נעביר בנום ובחיים צפה תכיני פשטור הפניסי פיף הדירי כהיני צריכה יצמה בנת יוכלי מה שטורפו איסו ואיסו איסו שימי סוערי נבד ומעלו ימי סומך מסע עצמו אוי יקב ישראל, ואימיסו, ושוב רעבי ואימיסו, ואין מדבר על משני קריפו ולא אימיסו. ואם הטריפו של אימיס אסור, יוכל בו זה יגור הרגבי ברגלי ובזנו ובאוזני, ורוד עפוד המייציר ומכי ביוסיה, שער נקרא, תמות למה, ובו סוף עשוד את טריפו. אז I could say that the moment that the ferocious beast grab the baby, even though somebody saved the baby, it's already a sure because it was already caught. So the answer is not. La kelet ashlichen isi, ashiyasi isi bosro huyo li kelet. What do you mean bosro huyo li kelet? When it's neit alomus. So it's only, and it might die any minute. So melee, it's only huyo li kelet. ולמד איתו שהטריפו אמור בתירו כי שטורפו איסי חי אסייה ושוברו איסו ולמות אולומוס ודאי נמייס וציטרסטי דאגו בשני מנשי לגבי דרוסו ארס, 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 ארס תרום במדו מנשי נרס ואי זה דתים דרשני מדו מנשי נרס but they do not mean ארס in the same sense as the ארס that is injected by a snake when a snake bites. Here it means something else. Alright, the Rambam doesn't mention Eretz. Holomaditor shatripa amuro bateo kishetor fesechai zaya vishomre iso vinot olomus vadayu neiso afal pish chichirin vishoha tokei vishomus Afal pish asuro vishu treifo hoilu vi epsher shetichye mako zuhavo. So he mentions Mark, okay. You know that's not. No. He's more expressive. Halacha Ches. Mitzis loma chati osra hamitzo di andeo. The osra hamitelos machmas my himself. The afalpi again machmas my himself. The afalpi had dying limits of the afraid. Uchishem shall be tackling the mise. The mise of machmas asko, the mise of 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 the mise בין שתופסו חיו ושתופסו, בין שנופלו מן הגב ונשתבו וצלסאו, בין שנופלו ונשנס ויתרעו, בין שזורק בוחית בינוק עקליבו לריאוסו, בין שבולו חילי מחמס עצמו בינוק עקליבו לריאוסו, או אישי וצלסאו, וחייץ בין הויל, הויל ואיני תלומוס מכל מוקים הרבה ובינו, בין שבעזיר ונבוסו בדום, בין שיר ולשמיים, אם כי לא מנהל הבדיר או הטריפה דיבקו שדהי, שמתאים הכי אני תעושה על איזה שני פרקות בסורי, if you are going to limit it to what is explicitly spelled out in the passage, then you say only if it was done in the field, not if it was done in the ear, אבל אם תחוק בחוץ או לתעושה, because that's inconceivable, אבל אמר איתו שנחו שדבר אותי, לא, then, הלוח הדס, ויגיניה הכוסוף שהנטה לומוס מחמס המאקיסאו, הגן ימדת המאקיסאו. ביפרו ליחיס מחמס ועשו, ניקן אמרו חכונים זה הכל כל כמי אוכל יפריפו. וישראל יזכי להיספרי ויזכי להיספרי. וחילי החילתי יחלס על הרוח. חילת הבוסו מהחי ונתיר מהריוס האפוריסי הבוסו פריפו. ואיך כאן כזה ישראל כי משמי חופאי, בעצם אחרי כדי כן רבי יחד לשלוח את שיפור. נכון, רבי יחד נצאת, זה לא עבוד עד המלאכה את לייס ונעידה. עידה כמסיס או בוסות עם בצות, או בפניאל, but suppose he cuts off from a living being a piece of flesh, not the needle, not the hand leg and fore leg, but just a piece of flesh, not bust, and even by definition is bust of giving that something, it's a combination of bust and that something, just bust of. So if we shlok, he says, that also comes within the love of Ibn Menachai. Chavichan says, no, that doesn't come within the love of Ibn Menachai, that comes, bust of Menachai comes within the love of Tayyip. Ni pasta for Chavichan, chi nachita bust of Menachai nateh, הרי הוא יישא הבוסו טריפו, ואיכל ממנו כזל ישראל כמשמיכו טריפו, שהרי בוסו זה מבהימו של איש לטוב ומניסו, מה לו טופו יישחרו, מה לו חוטחו מסקים, מה לו דיקולו, מה לו מבסוסו, הרי לאימי הוא בוסו בעשות את קונטו יישחרו, כאילו שנעשי הבימו בוסו בשולה הרי יפרס. Oh, here he installed it up, that if it's מסוכנס, even though it's paramesa, and there is no cure, but as long as there is no organic chisom, so it's not clear. Behemo shi chilo machmas josha shkeiho, vino tzolomus, hoyo velo yiro macho beila mureo, since it's only a malfunctioning disease, not an organic disease, hamimis meiso, harezim toris, שלא יוסף תירו לכתרי פסחי יחייה, שערי יוסף בו מקווה המניסה איתך. So here, it's almost explicit. יש לי סך. Not like the right of us. להלוכה, או חסירו, the Lord mentions, applies not only to the faith, the type of faith is, that has grounded להלוכה ראשית סיני. It even applies to the type of traitor that are grounded in the world. Only if it's Nika Lomus, Machmas an organic chisom. Not if it's Nika Lomus, Machmas a malfunctioning defect. And Ochlal de Fune, so there is no organic chisom. They didn't understand. As a matter of fact, I inquired from a doctor. A doctor, he's very knowledgeable, you know, in all the field of medicine. I asked him if somebody takes cyanide, does it affect any organic defect in internal organs? Perforation, any organic defect? He says no. So on the words, so that's why it's not a title. But according to the Hagibal Asoges, if there had been no cure, actual or potential, so then it would be favored. Because since it involves the grief of Nihilomus, so maybe it doesn't make any difference to some more. When the Moradach was designed, she was not to do the song. That's in respect to the traitors of the Aloha Mishmishina, but not the traitors of Neike Lomus. Yes?
According to the Rabbi Baha Sagas, so if a traitor can be anything which even has a functional defect.
If it's Neike Lomus.
If it's not a Lomus, so yes. It kind of should be a traitor then.
No, because there is a cure, we don't know it. We don't know it. It's like tuberculosis. 50 years ago, we didn't know. As a matter of fact, they do cure certain cyanide victims if they want to say low dosage of cyanide. He dies, the person dies. See, he's a pain. I mean, the person dies when cyanide is given to him because it interferes with the blood system. Now, let's see what Rabbi Galeva says in Sifat Hazar. It's very interesting. Very interesting. When the child of the international day client arose, you know, Shibe, Shanghai, in the beginning of the Second World War. So all the buildings were consulted. So in which machine did we find the clue and answer to this question? In the Balamoya, in the Bazaar. Did you find them in any other machine? The Bazaar they found. Maimash Rishi, Ostman test. Of the rift and radiation to the Midash. You have the same pages? I have it on page 116. It's an Eastman test. Vazor is here, Hatne. Lidlish Yeser and so. My boss are Kuskus. Kuskus means miskennis. And people say, Shachet, Shachet, immediately. Because if you wait long, people will be dead. So that's Muta. There is another Siddhis. I mean, not to eat from it. But it's not raving. Asher hu muter. Ba'avu she'ini botuach b'nei sabi mayim. Why is it muter? Because it's not a bad eye that it has to die. There is a possibility of cure. Ule'imeir she'ima kiterapi b'utro. Va'trefo she'ir is b'rio asur. Mipnei she'ish lo chili meis libli sofi. But there it is, Vadaimis, there is no king. So it's like writing. It's like writing. Now, interesting, the same thing is mentioned by the Trishel, Simen Samach, in the Torah.
I'm not sure if you're talking about it.
רמב״ם פרק חס לך שחית הלך על עדימו לך יראים שמית על חיים אבל מית על התחתים כי שמית מהמנגים הסימונים ולעיני כל הרי זה מצא so חכמלו נהיו in quiet for him ישור רבינו וחכמלו נהיו כשלה כאן ישור רבינו זה פרינס משתמם ואימו שמית לחיים עם חיים ואני עושה את זה, הוא שמענו על האם הזה, והביא רבנינו כשאם אני תלך לקושה, לבוסה השני, אבל כפי שאני רכי כל וכל שתנו לכם, והגשי, מי טוב הסגוני לחתכת, זו יצאת. לכו אלי קבוע, ואחרי כמה קבוע בין שנסו החיים, הנכנס אסורים דרך הרי ומנשימו של קומץ מן הפה ואיסי הלך אלינו מגב וחסיס הקונה עד שקומץ איש בסבוח ויקורו מריאו ביום שחי סולסס דריס נסבא איסה פיתו לך אלינו מספייפה בקוס דרך אלינו מזרימו so the wind pipe, the lungs are all exposed to the elements of nature how can the behemoth keep on breathing with impunity for a long time so she might die in a minute so in other words it's nature wants up there in the East Fire Papers so he says I'm not in the East Fire Papers because the Mishnah implies it meeting the third Mishnah in your papers when it says Nito lech tiatach tim shema so thereby implies hol lech yoheni Israel because of nature wants The tool is chayuk. Now let's see the wash of it. The third line. Kosher Baramba. Nitl akireim treim. Avor nitl akachem kishen nitman. Ada simoni ilo nekro harei zemuta. Vani. Now let's two lines in that hour, but the Gamani Tamo, the fifth line, Al Masho Osa Mitlach Eri, Kidun Sheinim Mifuresh, Vichilehi Sipalat, Vaisis Yeish. Really, that makes me the Hirsha Vitachtein, since the Mishnah says, Mitlach the Atachtein is kosher, so it implies Holach Eri Vaisis. No, Michal Ben Freyfid und Kufitz, that's like the Chachmelunir. צריך להשמיד על אף על פי סימונים מחוברים בי וכל שמידם Now the question is this So the Rambam mentions the Rambam was a doctor he knew something about Mitzias and he mentioned the reason Esther's, why it should be painted, because the Lachelion is removed, so the windpipe and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature, and then it can breathe very long. So, and as far as in the Isvat, like it's alright, it's possible to explain it the way the Torah explains it, and the way the Rambam explains it. It's not when the Mishnah says, Nitlechi atacht en shiro, it doesn't mean in lechatacht. But after lechatacht. So after all, the Rambam gives a reason, it's not just the, you know, it's for a meaning. It gives a good reason. I mean, what is it? And the Torah is really kind of reason. He holds that even when the windpipe and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature, so it still does not affect the capacity to breathe. It's not the stopper, but the tool with the chilik and the Rambam. This is a medical question. So the tool should say, because he doesn't interfere with it. He doesn't say. So honestly, I mean, what is the tool should say? Oh, it's made alone. It's made alone because the windpipe and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature. So now today we hear of transplants. Why shouldn't it be possible? I never heard about it, but I suppose it's possible. They are making all kinds of transplants. Why shouldn't it be possible to make a transplant in plastic by plastic surgery, to make a plastic lechi, I suppose it's possible. I never heard of it. But I suppose it's possible. So that's why the Torah is written now. It's not Nidlachelli, there are two types of praises. You Rambam, you say there are two types of praises. One is based upon the interest of Lalachoshis. Of course Nidlachelli could not be based upon the Lalachoshis. It's not mentioned in the interest. But then there's another type of Nikolomus. Here it's Nikolomus. But Nikolomus means that there is no possibility of cure. Actual potential. Here, potential. There should be possibility. I mean, we'll see. But the law also mentions about transplants. Bisman Chazal did not transplant. Bisman Chazal. People think today that Bisman Chazal, so all the people were stupid. I mean, the doctors didn't know it. You see that they used transplants, Bisman Chazal. Maybe in the medieval ages, so they were ignorant. But Bisman Chazal, so doctors did many things, big things. Anyway, so that's why they told us. So what's the So apparently, Shitas HaRambam is the truth that if there is a potential cure, then it's not considered any worse. Provided the potential cure consists in a therapeutic cure. You know, there are two kinds of cures. Sometimes it's a therapeutic cure. Let's say sometimes pneumonia then even insulin injection. That's a therapeutic cure. But then when you make a bypass, you make it heart transplant, it's not a therapeutic cure. Of course it's surgical and it's a transplant. What's the difference? I mean, between a therapeutic cure and a surgical or transplant cure. In a therapeutic cure, so the marker remains. And it's good without any problem chadoshes. But when you make a transplant, not a key transplant, let's say bypass, most surgical cures. So So we remove the makir, we remove the chisor. So Shitas HaRambam is, it's true that the makir, that the treite, that is based upon Reite Lomus, so only applies when there is no cure. But if there is a cure, so then it's not treite, it's not Reite Lomus. If the cure is a therapeutic, but when there is no therapeutic cure, actual or potential, but you can remove the chisor and can you can replace it by something else so that it wouldn't be a chisor. In other words, it doesn't have the heart, so you put in another heart, or you put in an artificial heart, let's assume. So far, I didn't see it. So then, it's a different kind of a cure. It's not that the maki has a cure. The maki has no cure. But you remove the chisor. You remove the chisor. So then, it's not the maki of the shem metalomus. If there is a therapeutic cure, so then it's not metalomus. Metalomus means that it's fatal, and you cannot cure it. But if there is no therapeutic cure, let's say in the case of Itlachay, there is no therapeutic cure, no injection will help it, it will be exposed to the elements of nature. But you can replace it with another lachay, a plastic lachay, or a natural lachay from the person who just died. Why should it be possible to, let's say, just as you can transplant the retina of somebody, of an eye, of a person who just died, can be transplanted, and then the other person they don't need will be able to see it. So why shouldn't it be possible to transplant a lechirein from a person who just died? I mean, I don't see, I'm not a doctor. I don't see why it shouldn't be possible. They do more miraculous things than that. I mean, to transplant a lechirein from a dead person into a living person. So then, it's cured. In other words, you remove the chisor. You substitute another lech. But as long as the organic chisor remains, it's fatal. So the Shittas HaRambam is, then it's not machia shenet. If there is a therapeutic cure, let's say to an injection, a medicine, a medication, so then it's mafkia the shem metalomos. What kind of metalomos is it? All you have to do is to give a certain medication, a tablet, an injection. But where a therapeutic cure is impossible, but you can make a transplant of another lab, let's say plastic lab, natural deceased person, whatever. So then it means that it's still metalomus. But it's still metalomus. But it's how is it metalomus? But you can cure it. But you can cure it by replacing it so that it won't have that organic chisor. But as long as the organic chisor remains in the organism, it's fatal. But there is a way to retrieve the chisor. But as long as the chisor remains, it's fatal. So that's not mafkia anymore. And the tool is chedesh. And the tool should be the mechanism. As long as it's impossible for the behemoth, as long as it's possible, theoretically possible, actually possible is not important. So, as long as theoretically it's possible to retrieve the chisor and enable the behemoth to live, so mele it's mafkia de shemitol. According to the Rambam, where is it mafkia de shemitol? If there is a therapeutic cure, But if by leaving the behemoth in the state of organic chisor, you cannot live, but you can eliminate the chisor, it's not mafkia v'shamayinu. It's not mafkia v'shamayinu. That's apparently the machlokes between the Rambam. Unless you can say the machlokes between the Rambam is the machlokes of Mitzvahs. Whether a transplant of Ilechi is effective, not effective. And even if it is effective for a few months, but we know connection with heart transplants. But sometimes a person gets a heart transplant and lives for a few months, and then the organism rejects it. Some melee in English or something is that there is no effective transplant that will be effective for 12 months. Some melee. And the two assumes that there is. That's possible. But then there is a machlokes in Mitzvahs. But it's possible that the Rambam may be reading it too. The Mitzvahs at all mean the transplant of the Rechi is not the transplant of heart. It's different. It's different. So, I mean, I'm talking, but I really don't know. Maybe it's audacious on my part to express my opinion. I didn't discuss it with any doctors. You can't discuss it with any doctor. Only doctors who are knowledgeable in all fields of medicine. Otherwise, you know, if a doctor specializes in one field, so something else is not his field, you know, you can test it. But there are certain doctors who are knowledgeable in all fields of medicine. So I didn't get a chance to discuss it. But so it could be that the Rambam also agrees that each man's went to leave the baby. But still, since we doubt the transplant, it couldn't live. So it's still considered the belongings. When the cure consists, let's say, of a certain injection, a certain medication, so that means that it's not the belongings. But if there is no such cure, but the only cure consists in making a transplant. So in other words, you remove the chisson. But as long as the chisson, the organic chisson remains, it's fatal. So it's fatal. Now, let's see the issue. Not that we have a maybe that child has a bearing on the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. Now turn to the Imam Rashi. In the last thing, they were higher than the higher. Then the Arabic started to run. Now the Mishnah that I wrote, that's the only Gemara that is not in Bezal Tzeitz. I'm not going over that Gemara now, just the three lines. Ve'imo shenechtichu l'chaimbo v'lau. Ve'imo shenechtichu l'aglo min ha'akubo l'mato k'sheo. Min ha'akubo... ולמעלה צורה וכן שנית על צומס הגידי סודם ישראל what is צומס הגידי? That's above the heel, above the ankle the convergence we have the convergence of tendons look at the convergence of tendons Achilles tendon is called Achilles tendon because of the story in Hoda Haramash, somebody shot The other one, the initial one, the Achilles tendon, and he died. It's a very sensitive place. I told you, there is one person in Chicago who fell down because of the dancing by Yeshiva Bond, the wedding, years ago, and somebody, unintentionally, of course, stepped on him at the spot of the Achilles tendon. So then he had to be in the hospital in New York for months, and he had to have surgery once and twice. Finally was cured, but it's a sakon even today. With all the progress, there is a sakon, Achilles tendon. So you have to musagini, so it's not. You have to musagini, it's not. Now, if you look, the 10th big line, Omar Atvashe, Trifes, I don't want to go over the whole Mishnah and Gemara because that it's not our Indian now. Omar Atvashe, Trifes, come down, Sladode, in England, the Trifes, Zutin, Lezu, Sharechit, Homikan, Meiso, Chit chomikam v'chayom. They were in Tzitzagim. That's what the Gemara is saying. You can't ask any questions. And you can't use, you know, just common sense. It's based upon the fact, sometimes the fact seems strange. Let's say,